Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm evening across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa is enjoying a gentle breeze, making it pleasant to be outside. Let's hope this calm weather continues as the night unfolds. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF has killed Mohammed Abdulsalam al-Yazouri, a commander of Hamas's Khan Yunis Brigade, in a southern Gaza airstrike. This operation took place earlier today. Also, Ynet reveals that behind closed doors, Washington and Middle Eastern officials express growing frustration with Netanyahu. This comes as Israel considers its future in Gaza amid a weakened Iran. Also this hour, Israel Hayom notes the chief of staff has promised forceful responses to attacks on northern settlements. This statement follows recent operations in southern Lebanon. Separately, Walla shares new footage showing the destruction of underground infrastructure on the Ali Tahar Ridge in southern Lebanon. The IDF used 110 tons of explosives in this operation reported earlier today. And finally, JNS reports that the IDF has destroyed Hezbollah tunnel networks, strengthening a security zone in Lebanon. Israel remains committed to protecting northern communities from threats. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Mossad, known for its satirical commentary, highlighted a key revelation about Qatar. A congressional letter suggests Qatari involvement in targeting a former U.S. Intelligence Committee chairman's family, a claim buried in earlier reports. Michael Dixon noted that major American Jewish organizations have issued a Jewish Students' Bill of Rights. This aims to protect Jewish students from discrimination and is backed by several key groups. The Israel Democracy Institute shared hopes for renewal as the Jewish New Year begins. Israelis face a pivotal election next month, with policy plans ready for the incoming government. Let's go deeper into today's stories, starting with the Times of Israel's report. The IDF targeted Mohammed Abdulsalam al-Yazouri, known as Abu al-Haytham, in southern Gaza. He was instrumental in orchestrating attacks on Israeli troops and rebuilding his brigade's capabilities. This strike signals ongoing efforts to neutralize threats in the region. Turning to Ynet's insights from Washington. Tensions rise as Israeli policies draw scrutiny from U.S. and Middle Eastern officials. The future of Gaza is a major topic, especially with Iran's reduced influence. The outcome could reshape regional alliances. Meanwhile, the chief of staff statement, reported by Israel Hayom, comes after an attack on northern settlements. Eyal Zamir visited the area, emphasizing a strong military response to any aggression. This stance aims to deter further hostilities from Hezbollah. Further, Walla's footage from the Ali Tahar Ridge shows extensive destruction. The IDF dismantled over 2 kilometers of tunnels using massive explosive force. This operation aims to cripple Hezbollah's underground capabilities in Lebanon. Finally, JNS highlights the strategic importance of the IDF's actions in Lebanon. By consolidating a security zone, Israel seeks to prevent Hezbollah's attacks on its northern border. This move reassures residents of Israel's commitment to their safety. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports a court ruling in Be'er Sheva, where Shufersal must compensate a shopper over $56,000 after an injury in their store's cleaning aisle. This case highlights consumer safety concerns. Separately, Mariv Business shares a positive economic outlook for Israel. The shekel strengthens, housing prices fall, and travel increases. It's a hopeful sign after years of economic challenges. And finally, KeyTech discusses Palantir's evolving role in global surveillance. Born from the lessons of 9/11, its technology now supports a new era of intelligence gathering. This reflects a growing demand for security solutions worldwide. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.